I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On May 25th, George Floyd, a black man in Minnesota, died in police custody as a white officer knelt on his neck for over 8 minutes. Anger from his death sparked protests around the country, and riots followed in many cities. Paul Perot, a producer with Faith Radio Network, an MNN affiliate in Minnesota, says this isn't the first racial violence to bring attention to the Twin Cities.
Probably the most noted one in recent history was the Philando Castile death. That brought a lot of national attention. There were some other incidents that had been happening on and off in the Twin Cities, but this one, it just sparked a lot of anxiety and a lot of reaction.
Christians grieve to see racial injustice and violence around the country, pray that believers of all races, languages, and cultures will protect each other, speak out for each other, and glorify Christ together. And new studies show over one-third of couples who are planning on conceiving have now paused their plans due to coronavirus and economic stability. If pregnancies do happen during this time, a greater number of them may be unplanned, and couples will be dealing with limited resources or pressure to abort. Life Matters Worldwide's Eric Verstraete says pro-life advocates are stepping up in the name of Jesus.
My colleagues in the pregnancy care center world, they've been doing an amazing job. In fact, a lot of them have found really unique and creative ways to continue to work with the clients that are coming to them. Some of them who are families who need diapers, they've set up emergency diaper drives at their centers. Some of them are still able to do ultrasounds and things of that nature.
Pray for gospel opportunities. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website to find ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.